Bird Baster. Roseanne Skirbel recently went back to her hometown of Pittsburgh in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania in search of clues about the way she speaks American English.
I didn't realize it growing up, but I spoke a dialect of American English called Pittsburghese. Of course, we didn't call it that. It's just the way we talked in Pittsburgh, and everyone understood one another. When I left Pittsburgh for college and work, I adapted to my surroundings and sounded, well, let's just say, less Pittsburgh. Only on visits to my hometown would I slip into the familiar dialect. Once again, I'd call rubber bands gum bands and thinly sliced ham chip-chopped ham. So you can imagine my delight when I learned that the words and phrases that I had spoken as a child were alive and well and living in cyberspace at www.pittsburghese.com. Alan Freed and a co-worker in Pittsburgh created the site to attract new customers to their web design business. When we met in his basement office on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh, he told me that the site has become a meeting place for people like me. Lonely for Pittsburgh.
It gets about 100,000 hits a month. I'd say most of the attention that the site gets is from people who have moved out of the city. They're longing for stuff from their hometown.
You're now onto the Pittsburghese website, and you've just clicked onto nouns.
I clicked onto nouns. That's actually our biggest section that people have contributed the most words to, so I thought we'd go there and take a look at some of the submissions. Let's just see what comes up here. I see on the screen right in front of us, jaggers. Jaggers is something that means thorns on a, like if you have a rose and you have thorns, those are jaggers, they're not thorns.
Do you have a phrase or a favorite expression?
Hyans doing an ad, I guess, is one of my favorites because it just would blow away anyone that was from out of town.
Can we translate that?
How are you?
The How Yin's Doing greeting baffled University of Pittsburgh linguist Paul Toth when he moved to Pittsburgh from Rochester, New York, 10 years ago. After a while, he says, he began to see patterns in the way people from Pittsburgh talk. For example, he says the ever-popular Yin's is simply an informal way of saying the plural pronoun you.
The southern dialects are famous for you all or y'all, and in Pittsburghese, we have Yin's, okay? And people... That comes from saying you ones and blending that together to yuns.
Also, I discovered from Paul Toth that people in Pittsburgh swallow the TH at the beginning of a word.
That TH is gone. So it's gone just like this and just like that.
Meaning?
Like this and like that. And they also say and that is sort of a connector at the end of a sentence. So yin's guy's going down a Steelers game and that. So, and that is and that.
Another common Pittsburgh sound is how words like doing and going are pronounced.
The vowel would be oo, and it's they're sort of pronounced ooin, like you, how you doing? This is what you hear people say, you know, when they're greeting you. How you doing? All right, and where you going? All right, instead of where you going. So they're sort of merged together in as a similar vowel.
I guess moving away from Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. I really changed in some of, you know, to a more standard English vocabulary. Uh-huh. And I didn't really even realize growing up that I had a grammatical problem. Things like, that shirt needs washed.
That's what I was going to say. That's the one thing that I can identify as sort of being a grammatical difference. And in standard English, you would say, the shirt needs to be washed. And in Pittsburghese, they've extended that pattern from the present participle, needs washing, to past participle as well, and they say needs washed.
Alan Free demonstrates all of this with animated graphics and enhanced facial features on the www.pittsburghese.com website.
You have anything to say to our listeners in Pittsburghese? Just a phrase, just to say goodbye to them?
Maybe Yins can come up here and we'll go out to Steelers game and that.
Loosely translated, that would be, maybe you can come here and visit us in Pittsburgh and we'll go to a Pittsburgh Steelers football game. Did I get it?
That'll work.
Whether or not you can learn Pittsburghese in a day, as Alan Freed claims, you will get an entertaining start at the www.pittsburghese.com website. Nostalgic or not for Pittsburgh, write to us at Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or to word@voa.gov. Avi Arditi will be back next week. I'm Roseanne Scherbel.
We're from the town with the great football team. We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers. Winning's the habit, not only a dream. Go out and get them, Steelers. Gorillas, gorillas are here for the show. And so is Franco's army. It's been 40 years incoming. Just hear the Steeler machinery humming.